I'm here at Medina Theatre. It's approaching 10:30. I'm now joined by independent candidate Ian Stevens. Ian, well, we're underway. The count's up and running. How are you feeling?
Very good, relaxed, and looking forward to the results.
Your family here tonight?
Absolutely. Family and friends, and indeed my colleagues in the independent group. So it's absolutely fantastic to have that sort of backing, but also the backing of the people of the Isle of Wight.
It's still a few hours away before we know a result. I mean, how do you prepare for the next few hours? What are you feeling? Are you confident?
I'm relaxed. And I think being relaxed and leaving it to the people of this island to make their choice, and it's their decision, what they've got to take forward with a Member of Parliament who represents them, that's down to them. And I put myself forward with respect for Island people and with respect for fellow candidates.
And you weren't put off to stand as an independent candidate. You were just saying that the last election, the number of votes was pretty poor. Clearly you're hoping to do better than that.
I'm hoping to do better, but I'm not slating the last person. What I would say is that the situation with regard to party political groupings is actually being shown to be slightly flawed. I think that an independent Isle of Wight voice in Parliament would do us the world of good. I know the problems, I know the concerns, and I feel that I could take that forward and utilise my vote without a whip, as I've said so many times, to the good of this island.
And last point, it's a question we're asking all the candidates. If it isn't you tonight, what would you hope for whoever does get the seat? And what do you want from them as RMP?
I'd like them to take things forward as I would do, with an honest and open heart, and knowing the concerns and knowing the problems that this island actually has to encounter in the coming years. And I feel that that's the one way that we can actually move forward. But I think they should work with the Isle of Wight Council, the town and parish councils, and the Isle of Wight community to get the best for this island, and actually put the Isle of Wight on the Westminster stage, because that's what it needs, and that's what I would do.
Ian Stevens, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure. Well, Matt.